This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is finding a real estate investing partner. Now, this is one of those areas that I think is really valuable, and it can work incredibly. I reference a book a number of times in our podcast called Rocket Fuel, and it zeroes in on some of the best partnerships in companies that have been created that just flourished. Relationships, partnerships such as Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak, for example, and where you have one person that has a certain degree of strengths that can be brought to the party, and then another person, you put the two together that sort of fill that gap. In the Jobs Wozniak example, where Jobs is the visionary, and he is the one that can go out and stir up interest and attract investors and other people into, whereas Wozniak was really the integrator, the guy that that knew how to make the systems work so that you actually have a product that you can sell as well as an organization that can run effectively. In this particular podcast, I'm going to be looking at that idea of finding that person that can complement your talents, that you can bring in, that can just make you a powerhouse force to be able to be effective in real estate investing, those of you that want to go to that level. Now, there's plenty listening, I'm sure, that are more interested in doing this, just on their own or with their spouse or what have you. But, those that might want to grow a little more significant size to their organization, this might be something you might want to consider. So as a real estate investor, yeah, I'm sure you've heard a lot about partnerships, and therefore, considering one is something that you might want to just at least listen to and hear if that might be something that'll work for you. It can help fill that gap if there are certain skill sets or resources that you lack that a partner might better provide. However, it's not as easy as you think, and there are certain risks involved, and those are things you have to consider. So I want to explore it a little bit in this podcast here as best I can in the short time that we have. I want to kind of look at the how and where to find a business partner. First, I talk a little bit about why you might want to consider a partner. I'm going to give you a few tips on making your real estate partnership a successful one. For the first, why partner up? There are five good reasons. Number one, real estate partnerships are beneficial to all parties, especially if one of the real estate partners lacks some resources. Therefore, you should find a business partner who will help you bring resources together. Whether you have the money to invest in real estate or not, a partner will not hurt. A real estate partnership could also help with growing your business as well. So secondly, a partner can help you financially. For example, if you're applying for a loan and you don't have the 20% down payment, maybe you only have 10%, then your partner can provide the other 10%. A third thing, finding a partner allows you to split the workload. And this is huge because investing requires a lot of time and effort. It's associated with many tasks, whether it's researching emerging markets, analyzing and evaluating properties, overseeing property management, dealing with contractors, maintenance or legal matters. There's still a lot to do. So having a real estate partner with you whom you can divide those responsibilities is a big advantage. And number four, you can also split the risks. And, you know, you have to be realistic. Real estate investing is a great means of investing and generating additional income, but there are risks associated with it, and you want to be aware of that. So having a business partner will allow you to share those risks with someone else, kind of relieve that burden, as well as having someone to bounce ideas off of on a regular basis to reduce those risks. And finally, the fifth area, partnering in real estate investing business helps you bring connections together. It's always a good idea to find a good business partner with strong connections. The right connections make a business a lot easier. Remember, real estate investing, it's all about relationships, and the more you have, the better. Next, let's look at assessing a potential business partner. Now, this is an important area, and it's also a tough one. Here are a few tips on evaluating the right business partner for your real estate investing endeavors. If it's resources that are one of the primary reasons that partner is involved with you, you need to check out that partner's source of resource of money. The real estate business depends greatly on cash, so it's a good idea to better understand the partner's source of capitalization, especially in cases of unexpected situations where you're going to need cash on hand to be able to deal with the issues with your properties or what have you. Also, make sure your partner agrees with you on your objectives. I mean, this is key. You both have to be on the same plane as far as that's concerned, and your goals and objectives really need to align to make that partnership work. Otherwise, it's going to fail, and you know someone's going to suffer as a result of the consequences. And finally, there's what's called a five deal rule that you can employ as well. It's basically asking potential partners to tell you about five of their successful deals. You must know, first off, that you can even ask this question, so that don't be shy or embarrassed about it. You need to be up front and be able to ask the tough questions. Tell me about some of the deals that you've done. Do you have, you know, documents that support that, what you just shared with me? Third, is it just a good way to protect yourself from potential fraud? The last thing you want to do is to find a business partner who's going to walk away with your money and shatter your efforts. Hello, old dogs. I've always said that if you're going to buy investment properties, your first preference should be your own backyard. But if that's not possible, like me living here in Southern California, I recommend buying out of state. Well, guess what? We have a new sponsor here on the Old Dogs REI Network who makes that process a whole lot easier. I'm talking about a company called Roofstock. No, old dogs, I didn't say Woodstock, although I'm sure there's a few listening who are actually there, although you probably don't remember. Just kidding. Roofstock is the first online marketplace created exclusively for investing in single-family rental homes, with tenants already in place so you can start earning passive income right away. Created by investors for investors, Roofstock provides research, analytics, and insights to help you evaluate and purchase independently certified rental properties. Roofstock has put together a special offer just for Old Dog listeners who use the link roofstock.com/dog. If you sign up today, you'll save $350 when you close on your first rental property through Roofstock. That's right. Sign up today at roofstock.com/DAWG to save $350. Offer valid for a limited time only. Terms and conditions apply. Where to find a business partner? This is a big one too. People say, yeah, I'd love to have a partner, but where do I find that person? Well, here's, you know, a few suggestions. Family and friends. Most partnerships seem to evolve from this area, working with a brother or working with somebody you trust that you've known in your family for many years. This can be a dynamic mix. I've had guests on our show that I've interviewed that have great synergy with a brother or a relative, and that can work really well. It can also, you understand, there's a major risk here too. If things go awry, you know, you're kind of stuck with that person in your life because they're an in-law or a relative, and you have to assess that aspect of it too. If things don't go well, you're going to have a long time issue there. Connections. You know, you part of the relationships that you already have, maybe these can be sources for potential partners, your attorney, CPA, friends, people that might be able to refer you to people that might be a good match for you. You know, just have to share it with those people and let them know that you're looking for a potential partner here. Could be another investor or maybe even a real estate agent or broker. You can also attend, Vester Club meetings, meetups, and those types of events to make contact with potential partners. There's also the Real Estate Investment Associations, the REI groups that you can connect with either locally or nationally to connect with like-minded investors. Go online too. Nowadays there are so many online sources. There's tons of Facebook groups on real estate investing and multifamily and many different areas that you can connect with people. This should do this on a regular basis. And finally, I make it a habit to regularly meet with other investors. There's a Starbucks near my house that I'm at. I mean, they know me first name basis because I meet there almost weekly with some great people that I make connection with. And I'm always thinking of potential partners as I meet these people and I get to know them a little bit better and what their goals are. And so it's a good idea to regularly schedule on your calendar meetings with the folks that you're going to connect with. Now, if they don't become a partner, they still might be a great referral source or some other connection. Again, real estate is all about relationships. Let's move into another area. Here's some tips for a successful real estate partnership. Now that you kind of know where and or how to find a business partner, here's some tips on building a successful real estate partnership. First, do your due diligence. This is huge, okay? Anybody that you're going to partner with is going to be somebody that you have to know you trust. So double check every bit of information you can about this potential partner. Do deep Google searches, for example, and find out if that person was involved in any major lawsuits or any other questionable ventures. That's really important, is that you have and also ask around people that know this person to see, you know, again, if there are any potential risks there. As you start to move forward on that partnership, set your responsibilities. It's important that each of the partners know their role in that business. Divide your responsibilities in order to avoid any issues in the future. Make sure you agree in advance what roles each person will play. Write it on a document and have each partner sign that agreement. Agree on profit sharing before getting into the real estate partnership. You must agree on the profit percentage that each of you gets. For example, you could agree on a 50-50 profit split or maybe 70-30, depending on how much each of you have invested. Write it down, as I mentioned before. Make sure you have the deal written, clearly defined in terms of roles, responsibilities, profit sharing, all of those factors, and signed by both parties. This is crucial for the long term, and it serves as an important document in the case of any legal issues in the future. Develop trust. Trust is the foundation of which your real estate partnership will stand. So make sure you're able to develop that trusting relationship with your partner. If for some reason you find it hard to build that trust, then it'll be hard to further work with your real estate partner. After all, your main goal, aside from making money, is for this partnership to go smoothly. And finally, you know, take great caution in forming a partnership. It is a serious action, and it's something you don't take lightly. Carefully vet your potential partner. If there are red flags there, you should back away. Also, discuss this potential partnership with if you have a mentor or people that you highly respect that are in this industry, or even just people that you really respect, other professionals you might have connections with, that you could run this by them and get another opinion. Have your attorney drop the papers. It's critical. Continually meet and evaluate and assess how the partnership is going. Once it's established, you know, set up, hey, we're going to do a 90-day trial here. We're going to do a 6-month or a 1-year trial. And let's sit down at the end of that period and say, hey, is it working? Let's be honest with one another, and let's make sure that there aren't any issues that we're dealing with here that could hurt us in the long term. The bottom line here is a real estate partnership can be a great way for you to invest in real estate, especially if you lack experience and or resources. The right partnership can be a big benefit that can serve you well for years to come. Whether the person is active or maybe more of a silent partner, there's a lot of different types of partnerships you can have. Maybe it's somebody that just wants to invest, that thinks that what you're doing is great, and they'll just be there for resources, or whether it'll be a hands-on person that you work with every day. A partnership, the right partnership, can really make a difference for your real estate goals. I also recommending there's some great books out there about building organizations and partnerships, and a couple of good ones just off the top of my head are Traction and Rocket Fuel, two real good books out there that address this issue as well. So that is it for today. Please note, Old Dog listeners, everything presented here today can be accessed in our show notes. So if you heard anything you want to look at again, or maybe copy and print it out, what have you, you can do that through our show notes at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.